Him for His blessings, His provisions, for everything He's done for us this year, and how good that God has truly been to us. I just am here today to celebrate Him. This season is not about me. It is about Him. Everything is about Him. I don't know if I'll be preaching later today or not. Depends on what the Lord does in the service this morning. But I will tell you this. I didn't read the Sunday school lesson. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't read it. Didn't have any idea what it was. I feel like that some of my message might have already been preached in Sunday school. Amen. But because I didn't hear all of it. But I promise I didn't read the book. I heard her talking, and I thought, well, what in the world is she up there saying? And I didn't have a book up here to look and see what she was saying. And I was like, oh, she's in Matthew chapter 2 this morning. Uh-oh, amen. But, hey, maybe the Lord wants to talk to all of us. Amen. Stand with us this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer and just ask Him to help all of us today and to be with those that cannot be here today. Sister Christine's mother has fallen and hurt herself. I believe she is in surgery right now. If I understand, it's something with her hip. She is 90-something years old, so she needs a lot of prayer. She may be in her 80s. I think her daddy's 90. But let's just remember them in prayer today, that the Lord would touch all of them and help them. The Johnsons, the Meads, the Cawthorns, all of them desperately need our prayers and upholding in this service today. And let's remember the lost, the backslider, as Sister Amanda alluded to in her message this morning, that the Lord would remember the backslider and that He would call them back to Him. Let's pray. Father, we love You this morning. We're so thankful to You today. God, You are so gracious to us. Lord, God is great and God is good. Lord, we are so thankful to You today for every blessing, every provision, every manifestation of Your presence that You give to us. Lord, we are forever more grateful to You today. Lord, I just pray that God would just help us in the service today. Lord, I know Your presence is here. I know that You have a desire today to touch us and to help us. Lord, I wish the whole house was full this morning of those that were here to hear what the Lord would say to them. Lord, I pray Your blessings on the service this morning, the service tonight. God, let Your keeping presence be upon all of us. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. If all of you in the choir would, let's just come on this morning and worship the Lord today. Born so many years ago, and I'm so glad for that hope today. Man, I'm just so thankful for that hope. If there's anything that church, I believe this world needs, they need hope. People are just without it, and it's just a hopeless time in so many people's lives. And I've been inundated with requests and things from people lately. Amen. I had a lady yesterday just so many times asking me for things over and over and over again. And you want to just tell them, Jesus is your hope. You know, it's not me. It's not any of us in particular. You've got to find that hope in Jesus Christ. And I just pray today that in this upcoming year that God would use all of us to bring hope to those that are hopeless. Because I know that He is that hope today. Let's sing this whole song. My heart was so torn and burdened with care. Trouble and sorrow were heavy to bear. But I called on the Lord, and in my despair, He came unto me and He lifted me up. And He answered my prayer. Now I have a hope that's steadfast and sure. I have an anchor
our Lord, the great resurrection is mighty to save. Oh, and I have a hope.
I have a hope
that's steadfast and sure.
That's steadfast and sure.
Oh, I have an anchor.
I have an anchor
that will endure.
That will endure.
Yes, my anchor holds.
Woo!
Beyond the grave.
Beyond the grave.
For Jesus our Lord. Though sorrow may come,
oh, sorrow may come
to darken my way,
to darken my way.
I have an anchor,
I have an anchor,
a hope and a stay,
a hope and a stay.
So I'm praising the Lord,
so I'm praising the Lord.
I'm glad I can say,
I'm glad I can say
that Jesus delights to answer the prayer.
Our Lord, Jesus, our Lord,
the soul never dies,
the soul never dies,
for He is the resurrection of life. Our loved ones shall rise. Oh, now
I have a hope
that's steadfast and sure.
Steadfast and sure.
Our Lord, the great resurrection
is mighty to save.
Oh, hallelujah. And I have a hope.
I have a hope
that's steadfast and sure.
That's steadfast and sure.
I have an anchor.
Our Lord, the great resurrection,
mighty to save,
mighty to save.
Though sorrow may come,
oh,
and we face it,
come,
to darken my way,
to darken my way.
I have an anchor,
I have an anchor,
a hope and a stay,
a hope and a stay.
So I'm praising the Lord. I can say,
I'm glad I can say
that Jesus delights to answer the prayers of those who obey. And I have a hope,
I have a hope
that's steadfast and sure.
Choir books and go to page 18. I'm glad He came. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Choir books in the back, y'all.
roamed in darkness. There was no light.
There was no light.
Burdened with sin. Sad was their plight. Then Jesus came to die, freely to justify.
Glory to God, praise His dear name. I'm glad He came.
Oh, come on, say,
for He is.
Took my sin and shame, setting my heart aflame. Oh, glory to God, praise His dear name. Oh, I'm glad He came. Come on, sing.
For He is the light.
He is the light.
Sent
from above. Well, He came from the Father. Is the day. Hallelujah.
Is the day.
Jesus has come.
Jesus has come.
Showing the way.
He brought salvation free. There on dark Calvary.
Glory to God. Praise His dear name. I'm glad He came.
Setting my heart aflame.
Amen. Aren't you? Remain standing. Our ushers are going to come and get ready to serve you this morning. Amen. Just pray that God would bless each and every one as you prepare your tithes and your offerings this morning. Let's give as given unto the Lord. Amen. And we just appreciate all of you that have so faithfully served and give to the church this year. We're not taking up offerings. We receive them from you. Amen. And I'm so glad that God has blessed most of us with just a generous heart that just gives and gives and gives and gives. Amen. Father, we love you. God, thank you for putting that spirit to give in each one of us. Oh God, Jesus gave his best. The Bible says God so loved the world, he gave. No, Lord, I'm just thankful, God, that we have that same nature within us to give as giving unto the Lord. Bless this people, bless this church, and all we seek to do. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Tell you there'd be victory without a fight. I just came to let you know that Jehovah Jireh's still on the throne. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. Oh, it doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. If you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. I got a story to tell about three Hebrew boys in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow to the king's idols. They said, let it be known, king, we will go through it. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he is still God. Oh no, it doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. Well, if you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. Well, if you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. I got another story to tell about Paul and Silas in jail. They were beaten and they were bound, but no complaining could be found. They began to sing God's praise and the earth began to shake. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he is still God. Oh no, it doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. If you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. Well, I didn't come to tell you everything's gonna be alright. I didn't come to tell can't be victory without a fight. Oh, I just came to let you know that Jehovah Jireh still on his throne. Doesn't matter what you're going through, he is still God. Oh, no, it doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. If you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God. If you're sick in your body or you got bad news, just go to God, he'll be there for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, he's still God.
When it's Christmas time sometimes, because we haven't done these songs for a year or longer. But I love the message that the angels proclaimed that night. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. We still have that promise today in 2020. Even though it's been a rough year, there's still that proclamation going out. And we can still say glory to God in the highest.
Appeared unto shepherds, bearing the news of his birth. Glory to God in the highest. God's Son had come down to the earth. Shepherds sought till they found him, and wise men brought treasure and myrrh. Surely one spoke to the other, we will never be what we once were. Glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill be to men. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. God, I am not what I have been. Oh, how my heart will remember the first time I heard the sweet news of this Jesus. Born of a virgin, the carpenter, king of the Jews. Though I was not with the shepherds, and had less to bring than wise men, I too have been changed since I met him. Oh, I am not what I have been. Shalom, the glory. Oh, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Selah, Christ.
peace and goodwill be to me.
So glad, amen, for the good presence of the Lord that I know is here today. Amen. I'm telling you, he's just a good God. It's probably better to me than he is to some of you, as our mentality that we often have, even though we know that there's no truth in that. But I tell you, I believe that what that statement is not a statement to try to make a person jealous, but it's simply a statement of truth that people just believe. And I think it comes from a spirit of gratitude. Just gratitude. It's just gratitude to the Lord. I think it's all right to show gratitude. I know that it's not very present in the day and hour that we live. Amen. I've never seen such a time where there's an expectation all the time of what can be done for me instead of what can I do for others. And how can I serve, and what kind of a benefit that I can be, you know? And our government has had a hand in that. It's made so many programs of handouts to give to people that were supposed to be intended to people who really need it. You know, we've always laughed about it, and, you know, we've joked about it, and we've, you know, shared the little post on Facebook that, you know, people drive a Cadillac and have the newest iPhone and got every nail done perfectly, you know, and then pull out these benefit cards. You know, they don't need them. If you were really poor, you wouldn't be able to afford such things as that anyway, you know, but it's always been there to help people. And, you know, but now we've got a day and an hour where people just lie to get whatever they can get. But I tell you, gratitude to me is a Christian expression. It takes Christ in your life to express gratitude. And go with me to Matthew chapter 2 this morning. Again, up to the last few minutes of Sister Amanda's lesson, I don't know what all it was, and I wasn't going to go get a book and read it. Amen. If I say something that was already said, then the Lord just wants you to hear it twice. Maybe the Lord's trying to tell you something. Amen. But I tell you, I'm so thankful for this beautiful story and to share this with you. I usually don't get themed messages for a holiday, but I was really praying, and God really put this on my heart to challenge each of us. And I pray that all of us here would have enough of the Lord in us to accept that challenge. I want to be better, don't you? I see so much room for improvement in my own life. Amen. And I think that anybody does that really serves the Lord. I think we all see improvement where we can improve. We can do better. We can be more like Him. The song's not in vain to be like Jesus. It's not a song to be sung in vain. It should be a prayer from our hearts. Amen. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Isn't that awful? That's some promise they were looking for. Now they're all troubled about it. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, Bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. You may be seated this morning. May God add his blessings to his word. And I want to simply preach to you on this thought. The wise men gave their best. They gave their best. You know, we often talk about, I gave it my best. I've done the best that I can do. I've done everything I know to do in a situation. I've given my best. And I've always said that when I prayed. I said, God, I know we say statements like that. We say, Lord, I'm trying my best. And God knows whether I'm really trying my best or not. Amen. And I said, God, to the best of my knowledge, I'm trying my best. I know that we all could always do better. But I want to preach to you about wise men who gave their best. The Bible says that, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. The original word here is magi, from which comes our word magician, now used in a bad sense, but it was not so in the original. In the original, persons here called magi, amen, were philosophers, priests, and astronomers, advisors. They chiefly lived in Persia and Arabia. Amen. They were a long way away. They were the learned men of the eastern nations, devoted to astronomy, the study of the stars, and to religion, and to the gifts of medicine. They were always held in high esteem by the Persian court, and were admitted as counselors, and even followed the camps in war to give advice. These were not just some men. They were great men. Great men set out on a journey to Jerusalem to find the king of the Jews. Amen. They already knew what the Bible said. They had studied the Bible. They were probably more prolific in the scriptures than any of us today or anybody before us. They knew right where to come. They were absolutely in line with the scriptures. Even Herod didn't know. Amen. But these wise men from the east, they knew where they had to go. The wise men responded to the star. They responded to its call. They did something that we don't see a lot of today. They pursued the star to find the Lord. We don't see a lot of that today. Everybody says they give their best, but we don't see people pursue the Lord like we've seen him pursued in the past. We live in a day of easy religion. Amen. I don't see people seek the Lord today like I sought him growing up. I don't see people pursuing God today like I see people come to the altar, shed a few tears, get up, go right back to what they're living. They don't make any change. They're not pursuing him. I'm telling you, the wise men gave their best. The wise men pursued him. Amen. They got out of their comfort zone. Now, you know, if it had been a lot of us today, well, I tell you what, I'm not going that far. If I've got to go that far to go to church, if I've got to go all the way there, I can't do it. I just can't. It's just too much. It's too much involved in it. Amen. They didn't have to worry about gasoline, an automobile. They didn't have any of the pleasures of today. We understand they rode on camels. Do you imagine how long that must have took them? Get you a map sometime and go look up Iraq. That's where they consider the Persian area. Go look up Iraq and then find Jerusalem on the map and just see how far that they had to travel, amen, to pursue him, amen, to find him, to find the place. The star did not bring him to them. They had to go. Well, if the Lord would just send so-and-so. Well, if the Lord would just let it fall in my lap where I'm at. Well, if the Lord would just bless me right where I am. I don't want to raise my hand. I don't want to do any of that. I just want the Lord to come to me. That sounds entitled. It sounds like the day and hour that we live in. It sounds like the hour of expectation. I expect people to do for me. I expect God to do for me. The wise men responded to the call. They got out of their comfort zone. They traveled very far. They allowed nothing to stop them. If it had been some people today when they got, well, my Lord, he ain't here. You mean I got to go further? Oh, just forget it. I'm going back home. I didn't sign up for all this. I didn't sign up for all of this work. I didn't sign up. Have you ever seen people that if they meet any resistance, they're done. They're done. If they meet any resistance, they're just done with it. We all could probably be susceptible to that a little bit, but not the wise men. They knew what the scripture said. They knew he was born. They knew they'd followed the star that far. Amen. And they said, no, we're not leaving till we get what we came for. They sought to worship him. They came. That means they came from one place to another just to worship him. Do you know what we do every time there's church? We come from one place to another. But do we worship? I worship in my own way. There ain't no such a thing. The Bible gives us clear designations on what is considered worship. It usually involves the lifting up of one's hands. I've been in church all my life. And there's people, I've never seen them lift their hand. If they do, it'd be something like this right here. And he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you in front of my Father and the holy angels. Amen. That is an expression of worship. It is an expression of surrender that says, I have come to worship. I have come to glorify. I have come to magnify. I have come to lift up his name. He said, we ain't just coming to see him. We've come to worship him. So Herod, he plays the game, gets in good with him. Amen. Probably gets his feelings hurt because they haven't brought him a gift. Amen. And so we go on through there, and Herod says, when you find him, come back. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star that they saw in the east went before them. Here's the star. It just wanted to see if they would push past the hindrance. The star didn't leave them all the way. You say, sometimes I pray and pray, and it's like God's not listening. God's listening. God wants to see if you'll push. God wants to see if you'll press. God wants to see if you'll give your best, or if you'll just, I tell you what, if he ain't, God, just forget it. Just forget it. I've prayed and prayed and prayed. Well, you must not want it real bad. You must not want it real bad. You need to get that attitude sanctified. You need to get that little attitude sanctified. Don't we all need to do that? Raise your hand if you got an attitude. You better raise your hand. You'd be a lie. Raise your hand. You got an attitude. Everybody gets them. Raise your hand. Hey, yeah, we get an attitude. How about when they cut you off on the highway? Oh, yeah. Happened to me yesterday. Both hands went up like this. I said, oh, no, in the name of Jesus, no. I mean, cut me. I mean, when I got to put on brakes and jerk our necks forward, I'm wanting to, just like you want to. You know. I thought, nah, it's Christmas. Be nice. Be nice. Be nice for Christmas. Maybe it's an emergency. They were wearing a hood, so they might have had a gun. Who knows? You know, what kind of person wears a hood while they're driving? Hey, man, can't be up to anybody up to any kind of a good, huh? Whatsoever. You say, well, I wear one, we'll take it off. You can't even see good with that on.
That's why you cut me off, because you can't see where you're going. Amen. When they, it says here that they saw that star till it came and stood over the child. Can you imagine the beauty of that? I know we might get to see it, what, tomorrow? I think we get to see the star tomorrow. Or some kind of star, planets lining up or something like that. You know, you'd think this house would be full today. People thinking that the Lord might be coming tomorrow when that thing appears. But people just go on like it's nothing. Amen. They're going to be left behind by the millions and millions and millions. Amen. I want you to listen to verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The Bible says that is a redundancy of an excited expression. Well, if the wise men had it, why don't we see it? When's the last time you see somebody get redundantly expressive in the power of God and the touch that they had just gotten? When is the last time you seen somebody that went to worship God and you had to describe, they just rejoiced with an exceeding great joy? I mean, you just ain't never seen nothing like that. They just carried on forever and ever and ever. I'm telling you, they got happy. They got under the spout where the glory was coming out. I tell you what we see more than anything. People weighed down with the cares of this, with the cares of this life. They ain't seeking Him. They're not here to worship Him. They're mad at Him because He ain't done what they wanted Him to do and give them what they wanted Him to give and everything else. These wise men left their comfort zone, their families. They did whatever they had to do. And when they saw that star again, maybe they thought they lost it. Maybe they thought because they stopped and got hindered and got tied up with Herod and got tied up with things that didn't matter. Maybe they thought they wasted their opportunity. But when they got back on track to go seek Him, there was that star. That guiding star is always in front of you. If you'll get your eyes from looking down and looking up, you'll see that star. Life ain't been fair. You don't know. Hey, let's don't write that book. If we start that book, I'm taking a page two. If everybody else is going to take one, I'm going to take a page two. Let's talk about what ain't fair. Life just ain't. But there's a heaven to gain. There's a heaven to gain. This is not our only life. This is temporary. No, things don't work out. No, things don't work out. No, everything's not perfect. No, it's not a field of flowers and a place of dreams. And no, every wish doesn't come true. It doesn't. But there's a star trying to guide us to a destination. And if we're following that star, we'll be rejoicing with great and exceeding joy. Amen. We won't be just looking like that we just lost our best friend. When they left Herod, they again see the star and they're rejoicing. Why? Because they're giving their best. They're giving the best they have. Wouldn't it be great if we did the same thing every time we came to church? Walked in with great exceeding joy because we were so glad to be in the presence of God. We were so glad to have the opportunity to come to church. I've resolved this in my mind, that there is the possibility not to fearmonger, but our nation is so corrupt. They just announced today that more people voted in the election than there are registered voters in the nation. And everybody's saying, what fraud? What crime? Nothing. This is the most fair and honest election of all time. You know, they really believe that. That's how deceived you can be. It don't matter what kind of schooling you've had. It don't matter how smart you can be that deceived. I mean, a normal human being, well, hold on a minute. Now, if more people voted than is registered, something ain't right. Right? Something's not amiss, but I'm not going to stay on that long. I've resolved myself that should President Trump be cheated out of this election, I'm going to continue on. Even under the prospect of facing arrest, They're going to shut church down for 100 days. You're not shutting mine down. You stay home if you want to. You won't be right, but you stay home if you want to. I'm telling you, the day's coming on who's going to stand for Jesus in our day. Who's going to stand and be counted? Who's going to be the one? You say, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't say stuff like that. Who's going to provide for your family if you get arrested? Hey, when I signed up for this, I signed up till I closed my eyes in death. And I'm not going to cower away just because Herod gets into office and wants to shut everything down and wants to kill every baby and wants to kill the church and wants to destroy everything that we have stood for. And I'll tell you this, I'm not the coward that most people are today. Well, if they tell us we can't go to church, then we just can't. We got to obey the government. I can tell you, you'll never make heaven. You'll never make heaven. You'll never make heaven. Oh, brother, we're supposed to follow the laws. Read that Bible again. As long as them laws don't come into conflict with God's law. I said, as long as them God laws don't come into conflict with God's law. I can tell you something, you need to decide today if you're going to give your best or if you're going to just stay there in that castle with Herod, trembling and shaking and whatever it said that the rest of them done. Amen, that they were all troubled. You just sit home troubled and you sit home worried. Or you can be like the wise men and say, we're going to keep seeking until we find him. The wise men truly gave their best. I've heard people say they gave their best and I'm like, Do I tell them all the ways that they have failed or do I let them keep believing a lie? It really is a hard place to be in. There was a woman attended church here one time. Brother Wilson, if you ever see me get out of line, tell me. I will listen. I'm telling you, I want to make heaven. I saw her got out of line. I told her and she left. She gone. She didn't mean it. Because she wasn't of the spirit that we are. She didn't mean it. It was just words. I believe I could go to Brother Brad. I believe I could tell him, hey, such and such. I'd like to hope that he would listen, but it's not the norm because most people don't listen. You try to tell them something. You try to warn people. Amen. But these wise men said, we're not going to be distracted. We're not. Don't you know Herod must have set out a big old buffet for them? Don't you? He knew what they were. They were welcomed into the palace because he knew they were men of stature. They were welcomed in. He didn't try to control them. Why? He didn't want to risk a war. These people were basically royalty to a degree. They walked in the royal courts of the Persian kingdoms. You know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were given those positions as well. They were men of esteem, stood right in the room with the king. Herod tried to trap them, pull them to his purpose. What do you think the world's trying to do? What do you think the spirit of the world, the spirit of Herod, is trying to do to us today? It's trying to destroy everything of what we are. Everything. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if every time we came to church, we walked in with an exuberant rejoicing. Amen. An excitement. Oh, I'm so glad to be in the house of God. What will God do today? What's God going to work today? What's going to happen today? And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother. And they fell down and they worshiped him. Do you know how hard it is to get folk to the altar today? Do you know nobody's guilty of what's being preached on? Nobody's guilty. Everybody waits until the pastor finally says, well, good God, would somebody come to the altar? Would anybody come? Would a soul in the... Does anybody have a desire to come and fall down before? Is there any... Is there one person anywhere in the world that these three men of great stature who set out to give their best fell down and worshiped him? They were men that received worship. They had just been received by the king. They were great men. They fell down before his feet. Men of smarts, medical, astronomy, all the business and the affairs of a kingdom, and they fall down at his feet. We're none of that. Do we fall down at his feet? We're the lowest of the low. We're the bottom. We owe it to him to fall to our knees in worship and to give him our best. My wife told a story. Who was it that took so long to get up? And by the time they got up, yeah, it was already done praying. Sister Jenkins, that they'd say stand, and she'd work and work, and by the time she got up, they were dismissing the prayer, and she had to work her way back down. That's a desire. That's a desire to give the best. I don't even know Sister Jenkins. She must have been way before my time. I never met her. Amen. But that's somebody that gives their best. We come in here walking on 2 feet and act like it kills us to raise our hands and give God glory. Sister Jenkins would shout all around you if she was here today and could feel that power and glory in the church. We're full of excuses instead of full of giving. We're full of excuses. I know people are sick. Look, from here down, I hurt. There is a cramp going down this. I don't even know what it is. Yoo-hoo ain't helped it. Magnesium ain't helped it. Advil makes it mad. I don't know what it is. Hot water. Just hot water. That's the only cure, apparently, for now. But I'm not going to come to church and sit on my seat and not give him glory. When I go down to kneel on my knees, it is snap, crackle, pop on every one of them getting down and every one of them getting up. But while there's still an opportunity that I can do it, I'm going to get down on my knees and I'm going to praise him. Why? Because I'm going to give my best. Almost done. Close. These great men of wealth, very smart, fell down to worship the King of Kings. And then they done something. They opened their treasures. Whew. Let's preach on that a while. Do we open our treasures to the Lord? Or do we keep it all closed up for other things? These wise men brought their treasures to the king. Herod didn't bring no treasures. The priest of Israel didn't bring no treasures. The scholars of Israel didn't bring no treasures. No, God had to find 3 wise men in a foreign land, hundreds if not thousands of miles away, to bring treasure. Have you ever thought about something? Mary and Joseph were poor, right? Jesus was born in a hotel, plush hotel, with nice pillows and cushions and all these things. No, he was born in a barn. Born in a barn with animals to sit there and worship him. You know? But these 3 wise men, God moved so miraculously that God knew they were going to have to flee Bethlehem to Egypt. That God sent men from hundreds of miles away to bring them what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 3 extremely expensive gifts of treasure. The Lord was working before Mary and Joseph ever met the wise men. Before Herod's plan of killing all the babies was ever hatched, God was working, and he was going to use 3 wise men. You know what makes them wise? What they had belonged to God and not to them. Their treasure belonged to God and not to them. It wasn't to buy the newest car in town. It wasn't to buy the newest this and the newest that and the newest this. And you said, don't name something, you'll make folk mad. Amen. It wasn't to buy for themselves. It wasn't to stack up for themselves. It was to give to the Savior. It was to give to the King of Kings. I ain't telling you not to, well, you know, not to get Christmas for your family. I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm not telling anybody here to do that. If you think I am, then you're just wanting to be one of them that don't want to do nothing, and you're looking for every excuse not to do it. But I'm telling you, three wise men came from afar, and they brought treasure. And they opened up their treasure, and they gave unto him. So don't tell me that giving's not in the New Testament, that it's only in the Old Testament. Amen. They opened their treasures. They presented him with gifts. Amen. Let me tell you something. The gold that they gave to him, amen, this was presented to him as the king because they supposed he was going to be a distinguished priest, prince, and a conqueror. It was customary in the East to show respect for persons of distinction by making presents and offerings of this kind. The custom is still common even to this day. Even over there, they bring him their best. And look, I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to make a joke, and I'm not trying to sound critical, but the kind of offerings that America calls an offering is George. That's it. That's an offering. It's something we do out of a habit. It's not something we do because we're doing our best. You say, preacher, I can't give my best to God. You're not listening to what's being said. The Bible says the tithe is God's, and then we're to give a love offering. God knows you have a house to live in and keep and pay for, which is a lot. He knows you have a power bill. He knows you have to have vehicles and you have to have insurance. He knows all of those things. So based on where you are in life, that's why you have to take it to God in prayer. God will show you what your best is. Your best and my best will be different. Tammy's grandmother, as long as she lived, even after granddaddy passed away and they cut her money off, Nana did never fail to give the same amount in Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And when she passed away, I pledged I was going to continue to do that in her place. It touched me so much that it did not matter whatsoever to her that come first. I don't know how many times I sat there with her, maybe dying, and then it took granddaddy somewhere, or she was just there talking, and she'd say, you know what? I do the same thing all the time. Don't make no difference. It's just going. That's what God wants from me. She took it to God in prayer. She wasn't bragging. To do that at times, it's been like, okay, so be it. But I've done it. I've done it. I don't know how I've done it, but I've done it. One income, five people to provide for. One income. I don't know how, but I've done it because that's my best. It might not be yours. You might laugh at it and say, that ain't nothing. But it's my best because I went to God and I said, God, what do you want me to do? And I'll tell you, I believe the Lord told me, just keep doing what she did. You say, I don't believe that. Well, I'm telling you, I believe that's how it come to me. And I've done it. It don't matter. I've got up the mornings and took it out of Tammy's pocketbook without her even knowing about it at times because I didn't have it. I thought, well, if she says anything to me about it, I'd say, well, Nana wanted it. And I'd be free. I'd be clear. That's all I'd say. You get up first, you can do whatever you want in that house, right? I've been in all the pocketbooks. Amen. My kids. We sit down, we write these checks out, we write offerings out. Why? We're opening our treasures. We want to be wise. We want the Lord to be pleased with us. We want to give him our best. We want to do the best we can for him. Amen. This was a custom in this day and time to bring these gifts. Gold. Of course, you know gold is expensive. Frankincense. Let me try to hurry and quit. Frankincense is a very expensive fragrance that is often used in worship. Now, you know the devil has perverted that. They use that incense. Now you go in the mall, it smells like just come right out of the pit. They got that old garbage burning right there. They're not doing that for worship. They're doing that to call up things and call up spirits. Everything that God has done, that enemy has perverted. Those magi were very wise men. Now that's been perverted into witchcraft. But they're still wise men. Burning of the incense has been perverted into calling up strange gods. But yet it's still used, and it's going to be used when they get that tabernacle rebuilt. It'll be used again. They'll burn that fragrance. And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't claim to know the reason for all of it. But I'm telling you, they brought Christ very expensive gifts that his parents were able to use to make his escape out of the land. God did all of that. Why? Because God found three wise men. Sister Jody, God didn't find a congregation of people. He didn't find a whole building full. There wasn't no caravan. I want to ask us today, do you want to be one of the three? Let's be one of them three. Whether it's gold, frankincense, or myrrh, it'll make no difference. Whatever you give that is your best, you're being a wise man or woman. I want to do my best, Brother Jeremy. In 2021, I want it to be the best year I've ever done for the Lord. I want it to be the best year I've done for him first, my family second. I want it to be the best. I want to sail into the future and know I'm going to give it everything I've got. Would you stand with me this morning? I know you get on money. I know how people get. It's so odd. Everybody just shuts down on you because they're scared to death what you're going to ask. I want you to listen to me again because I don't want you leaving here today misunderstanding what I'm saying. Your best is what you and God come together in prayer. All my life, we've always prayed, God, show us what to give. How many of y'all's heard that in your lifetime? God, show us what to give. Paul wrote that on the first day of the week, you ought to prepare yourself for your giving. You ought to sit down, get it all worked out, what you're going to do, and go ahead and give that to God. You'll live a blessed life. I don't know whatever happened to the wise men after the story, but I know this. In the portals of the glory world of God, and forever written, Brother Macias, on the pages of the Word of God, there's three wise men that made a difference. As long as there's a Bible and as long as there's time, it will be remembered, Sister Macias, what was done that day. Throughout all of time, how many times has this story been read of three wise men who brought treasures and laid them? The concept is so foreign in America today. It's what can I get, not what can I give. There was a woman by the treasury. There was all kind of people coming by. The Bible says Jesus sat against it, watching it. And the Bible says she gave what? 2 mites, I believe is the word. And Jesus said, hey, come here. That woman just gave more than every other one of them. Why? Because she gave all she had. She gave her best. So I ask you a question today. Does Jesus take notice of your best? I do my best all the time. I think an honest person would say, we don't. I don't do my best. I'll be the first one. I don't do my best all the time. And I mean in everything. I ain't standing up here and trying to act like some whited wall that's perfect and makes no mistake. There's just days I get up, I flat don't care. And you do too. I guarantee. Don't we? Don't we? Just flat don't care. We're human. The Bible says He remembers our frame, that we're dust. He has compassion on us, on our pretty days and on the ugly days. I have ugly days, you have ugly days. I have pretty days, you have pretty days. I have fair days, you have fair days. I have days when I don't have it all together, and you have days you don't have it all together. But I want that testimony. I want to be a wise man that gave his best in everything. They didn't just give it in their money. They gave it in every part of their journey. Every reaction, in their emotions, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially, they gave their best. They got to do something that none of us got to do. They got to actually kneel. They were the first ones to kneel in His presence. What an honor. What an honor, Brother Macias. What an honor. I want every one of you that are physically able, if you're not, you do what you want to do, Ken. I want you to find you a place in these altars or around them or either at your seat. And I want you to commit to God starting today. If He'll show you what you need to do, you're going to give your best because you want to be like those wise men. Can we set a standard? Can we set a standard today of who we want to be like and what we want to be like and what we want to perform in this life? Hey, I ain't saying I'm perfect. We're all in this together. My God, let us set a goal to be like these great wise men of old.
Surrendered all of me. If I I would just let God, let God have His way. Oh, what if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me and obeyed the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you had chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, if I would just let God have His way. All of me, obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plans that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, if I would just let go. All of me, oh, obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, if I would just let go, let God have His way. If I surrendered all of me, obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, oh, if I would just let go, let God have His way. If I surrendered all of me, obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, if I would just let go, let God have His way. If I obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrender all of me, if I would just let go, let God have His way. What if I gave you everything? If I surrender all of me, if I obey the voice that I hear calling, trust in the plan that you have chosen. What if I gave you everything? If I surrendered all of me, if I would just let go, let God have His way. Thank you. hear your voice. Do what you call me to do.
Not my past, for only what is done for Christ will last.
I want to be filled up to be poured out. Use me, have your way. Oh Lord, I'm available to you.
Oh, here I am yours. I'm available to you. What you call me to do.
Remember this. All right, Brother Macias. Just like him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got something good to share? Isn't God good? Stand with us. Amen. Love and appreciate all of you so very much. Father, we thank you this morning. God, we praise you for your blessings, your provisions, your benefits. Oh, God of heaven, I pray for this request Sister Karen had. Would you please move for this family, whatever this need or situation may be? God, we thank you for this that Brother Macias has testified to. God, you're a good God, working in ways we cannot imagine. Is anything too hard for God? And the answer is no. God, we thank you for all that you're going to continue to do. God, let us have a blessed and merry Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands and love one another. We'll see you tonight.